This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can we find it good today? Hello. Welcome to the DJB Experience. That in itself is good. Doug, Jen, and Victoria are here to focus in on all this wonderful spring weather. Wait a minute, it's winter. How can we have spring weather here in California? Heavy snow up north.
I forgot where you were. I was going to say, where are you?
I'm the same place that Jennifer is. A lot of rain. So will we be thankful for this rain in a couple of months? Yes. Are we thankful for it today? Depends on who you talk to. I didn't get washed away yesterday. It didn't really ruin my day. Jennifer had another rain problem. It was raining in her house.
Indoor rain, which is never
fun. Indoor rain. Yes, not the outside rain. So how did you we were just talking before we went on. Jennifer's pipe burst in her, it was in the laundry room, right?
Right. So, and I walked into the house, and I heard a weird noise, and then I walked to the kitchen. There was water all over the floor, and I was like, where the heck is this coming from? I opened my kitchen door out to the laundry, like the porch where the laundry room is, and I get hit right in the face with a big spray.
Really? It's like somebody outside on the lawn with a little hose, right?
Oh, boy, yeah.
And so how did you fix it? How did you deal with it? Tell everybody
I turned the water off. First I shut the door, and I went, and then I re-peeked out and still got sprayed in the face.
Uh-huh.
And so I got my flashlight, trusty flashlight, and I turned the water off to the room, which then solved all these, the water problem. But then the cleanup is such a pain. Yeah. I had a trash can in the room for my recyclables. It was filled to the top with water. Yeah. My cat box, which is out on that porch, it was filled to the top with water. Nice. Poor Buddy. Did Buddy take a swim? Oh, Buddy was not going out there. And thank God Buddy's a good girl and didn't go potty on the floor because she could not get to her litter box. So thank God for that miracle. But just mopping up all the water. Water is just, people don't realize, I think they do. They realize once they have a flood just how destructive it is fast and how messy it is to get rid of.
Big mess. So that was inside Jennifer's house. Outside Jennifer's house, there was a foot of water. Yeah, there was a lot of rain yesterday, raising rivers. The water went over the banks in a number of central and northern California. It just rained here. It was good. Middle of the afternoon, it was gone. Sunshine, lollipops, and roses later on. But the big water, and as Jennifer pointed out yesterday, one of the things, as an aside, that I like to think we do here as we discuss the issues of the day, things that are going on, is looking for solutions to problems. Some of them, however, are so obvious that it becomes annoying. And one of them is how easy it would be to deal with capturing the water here in California. It's like capturing the sun. All right, that's what solar power is about. You stick out a bunch of panels and you grab the solar power and use it for something. Hello, same thing for water. Here, it's a sport. We complain, oh, wah, 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 we don't have enough water in California, you morons. All you got to do is dig a few holes in the ground here and there, put some cement liners in them, and capture the water. End of story. Am I that smart? Am I a genius? No.
You're more of a genius than the state of California because they just let all the water run into the ocean.
Right.
And then panic and make everyone, you know, not wash their cars or water their lawns.
Right.
Forget that. Exactly. Take short showers and, oh, boy. Yeah.
Right. So maybe this will all be addressed in the next generation of do-gooders. All right. That's the weather for it. On the East Coast, I should check with the ladies because Kara is in Washington. Jennifer, Victoria is in New York. So where are we weather-wise with you two?
Freezing.
Yeah. Cold. Too cold.
Yeah. In 2 days, when there's a full moon, you will have warmth. I predict by Friday it'll be in the 50s there. Saturday weekend, supposed to be very warm, melt all the snow, hooray.
I think
all
you're right. It looks like it's supposed to be 61 on Thursday, which is just bizarre. It was, right. I think, what was it?
Global warming!
What was it yesterday, Victoria? 4 degrees with the wind chill?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair, it was at 4 in the morning, but...
But it
on
also,
the farm
it hit
yesterday.
A balmy 9 degrees yesterday.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wintertime. Yesterday on the farm was 5 below, I was told, until it got up to 5 above. So... Excuse me, I'm not going to suggest that I'm happy to be in California. Let it rain. I'd rather have rain, wouldn't you? Than cold, cold, cold. That's good for the soul, some people say. I think my soul is filled up enough. I don't need any more of that, but thanks anyway. Latest on the president of Syria, Mr. Assad, says he is prepared for peace talks with the rebels. Quote, "We are ready to negotiate about everything." Oh, wait a minute.
Right.
Yep, that didn't last long. The first thing they wanted to discuss was his presidency. That was the end of that conversation. No date has been specified yet to continue the peace talks. Uh-huh. Well, I thought that there was a deal sort of cooking for him to get out in 2 years. Didn't I remember seeing that? But when you're stealing all that money from the public, it's hard. He looks like a relatively young guy, too, doesn't he? 50,
Assad?
Did you say?
Yeah, he's young.
Hmm. How did he get the job? Do you anybody remember it was his father, the guy that ran things before? I don't remember what was going on in Syria.
I don't know how he came to power.
Hmm. Aren't we glad we brought that up? Somebody should know, either that or instead of talking about him, let's talk about Oliver Schmidt.
Oh, great. After I Googled him.
Oliver, what? Assad? Go ahead. Go ahead and tell us what Assad's story is.
Well... Assad story. Do you want me to tell you Assad's story?
Yes, please. Assad story. Yes. What is Assad's story?
That was kind of fun.
Yes, it was.
Let's see. Damascus ruined during the Civil War. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if it tells you exactly why he became president.
Right. Come back in a few minutes.
Exciting.
To read the whole Wikipedia page.
This sounds
first.
Like we're really on top of things. Okay, I asked you if you wanted to
look.
Well,
this is a long wiki article. I dare you to speed read it faster than me.
I'm really. The only reason I brought it up is because I wanted to say his name out loud, because this is what, for a long time, I believe he is an ass.
Yeah, okay. His dad was president of Syria from 71 to 2000. So, I think it runs in the family.
Really? Kind of like the Bushes.
Oh.
Maybe not.
Poor Jeb.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there it is. In the second line here. Good job. I scrolled all the way to the bottom. Jeez. And by the way, he's young. He was born in 65.
On September 11th.
Right, so 51.
Suspicious.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, Oliver Schmidt. You want to know who he is?
Yes. As long as I don't have to Google, I'm exhausted.
Are you really? I'm not sure. Victoria didn't sound too convinced. Yes, I want to know who Oliver Schmidt is.
I don't have a whole lot of projection power today. My throat's really sore.
Everybody's
so
like, I better be on game here, because the ladies are, as you can tell...
Yeah, not get enough sleep.
So I'm trying to figure out why the FBI arrested Mr. Schmidt yesterday. He's the president of Volkswagen America. They're investigating the emissions cheating scandal. He's been charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States. Wow. How about that? He will likely be arraigned in Detroit. He was arrested in Florida. Let's see here. He continues to cooperate with the Department of Justice, but believes it would not be appropriate to comment on any ongoing investigation. Huh. Why would you arrest somebody like that? So you take his passport away from him, maybe. Or even, do you think this guy, all by himself, is responsible for this? All this is, if it is what I think it is... is a symbol. He's a symbol of corruption. He's a symbol of deception. He's a symbol of what is wrong with big business. But is he the only one? So why not investigate? I could think of a dozen people you could arrest. You could probably go not only just at Volkswagen. You could go to all the car manufacturers. You could go to any business in the country. Why? So do you get my drift here? What's the big... other than this being a symbol of something... what is this? What's the reason for arresting this guy?
It's called Fall Guy.
Yeah. It isn't like yesterday we discovered this was going on. This is a story that's a year old. So all of a sudden they're going to arrest this guy? I think they're... I actually look upon it as being kind of foolish, frankly.
What did they charge him with? Do you know?
They charged him with conspiracy to defraud the United States government. So how is he describing...
They couldn't have worked that one up a year ago? That's a pretty big charge.
Yeah. What a bunch of showboats.
Yeah.
This is. Okay, anyway. That's our thought on that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new day. It's 17 past the hour.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Well, I have some sad news, boys and girls. Ali Akbar is dead.
Hmm.
Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. Ali Akbar is dead. He's 82 years old. He died because he had heart complications. Many people, upon realizing who he was, wondered if he had a heart. He was the ally of the supreme leader of Iran, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Khamenei, is that how you pronounce his name? Khamenei, who cares?
Khamenei.
Ali Akbar sounds much better, though, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway.
Like a character from Aladdin. I know.
No.
Ali Akbar.
Right, exactly.
You got to show your respect.
You'll be sad to hear that Iran has declared 3 days of national mourning for this guy, and if you don't mourn, you get shot. It's pretty much the way it is.
Lovely.
Ali Akbar and the Ayatollah. That sounds like that could be a new play on Broadway. Ali Akbar and the Ayatollah. What do you think? Possibility?
I think so, sure.
Ali, am I being disrespectful? Guys, somebody
who cares? Wasn't he, I mean, seriously, like, I don't care. This is not a good person, so, you know.
But, you know, you could lose somebody in your family, and Ali Akbar would hear about it, and he might be brokenhearted.
Oh, I'm sure he would just be torn to bits.
Well, he probably won't hear about it now.
Yeah.
That's very... Here's Karen, right on the spot. For you.
Well, you hadn't chimed in. Well, normally you say he's still dead.
Yes, right. He's still
anytime
dead.
Someone is dead, so I figured I would chime in and do it for you.
Ali Akbar, ladies and gentlemen, has bitten the dust. He's done his deed. He's flown away.
Hashtag still dead.
Yes,
wow.
It's 21
after. That's a nice in memoriam segment.
Isn't it?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Cleanse your ears with Green Day. They have announced a Summer Revolution radio tour. This is the summer leg of their Revolution tour, kicking off August 1st in Auburn, Washington, at the White River Amphitheater. And then it's going to hit stadiums and arenas around North America for the next month or so. September 13th, a gig at Sleep Train Amphitheater in Chula Vista, California. Jennifer, have you ever been there?
I've never been to an amphitheater, but they have a lot of good events there.
Yeah.
Sleep Train seems like a weird name for a venue.
Yeah.
Like, you go there to take a nap and not to see a concert.
I'd like to take a ride on the sleep train.
Exactly.
Right about now.
We take a ride on the crazy train every day, Jen.
Hey!
So.
Hey! Hey! I'm going to go down to see the Temptations of Four Tops in Indio on Saturday.
Well, that'll be fun. On purpose? Are there actual four tops left, or are there like two and a half? They have replacement tops. They're actually really good. I've seen that concert before.
Replacement tops.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let's see here. Who else is involved in this? Rockers Catfish and the Bottlemen are opening.
Oh, sure.
The dates. I don't know who.
Kara likes them.
Does she?
Yeah, I guess they're one of the bigger like alternative rock bands coming out of Britain right now.
Alt-rock.
Should we just say how dumb band names are at this point?
It's so true.
Right.
But I mean,
what do they do? Look around and be like, oh, suitcase and box. That's going to be
right.
My new. Like, whatever they see.
Right.
To be fair, Green Day has been around for quite a while, and their band name is kind of stupid, too.
Green Day?
Yeah.
It's not as stupid as Catfish and the Bottle Man.
Well, yeah. I think, I want to say that they were in Australia performing, like, one of the very first times, and I think it was before they had a band name, and there was some, like, well, I don't know if this makes it better or not. I think there was, like, some homeless guy who was watching them, like, perform because they were, like, busking on the street.
Yeah,
and he said something weird to them, and it was along the lines of Catfish and the Bottle Man. I don't think that helped their case.
Let's keep moving here, boys and girls, to a band we all know, U2. I haven't found what I'm looking for. U2 is going to mount an international stadium tour of its own this year to celebrate the anniversary of the Joshua Tree from 30 years ago. They will perform their fifth album in its entirety every date of the concert, the Joshua Tree Tour 2017, starting in May at the BC Place Amphitheater in Vancouver, Canada. And then this next year was also scheduled to be the first ever U.S. festival, where they appeared at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Tennessee. I've never been there. Anybody ever been there?
I've had friends go. Bonnaroo is in the middle of nowhere in a field in Tennessee, and it's just all mud. So it doesn't really appeal to me, but...
No.
And you have to camp, which definitely happened to me.
Upstate New York about 1968.
Right, exactly.
So it sounds like to me.
Exactly.
So then they're going to go to Europe in July, going to Twickenham in London, and then to Brussels. Let's see, they'll be back July 22nd for Dublin's Croke Park Affair. Bono, The Edge, Larry Mullen, Adam Clayton, all doing that. So they're busy here working on their own and with others. They also will have some powerhouse opening acts here in North America. Mumford & Sons, One Republic, Illumineers. How about that?
You know,
Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. What?
All four of those acts, Mumford & Sons, One Republic, Lumineers, and Noel Gallagher, they all do their own stadiums and arenas.
Yeah.
I guess it shows the power of U2 after all these years. They can call up these bands and say, hey, can you open for us? And they say,
right.
Yes.
Come have a good time with us. All right, so that's good. Nice to know. We get excited about thinking about the musical events going on this summer. And it's only January the 10th, 28 after the hour.
Compassion in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once heard someone say that it's easier to run a 60-second ad about locking people up and throwing away the key than it is to try to explain why rehabilitating people is the smarter thing to do. Really? I don't believe that. In fact, I'm willing to give it a shot right now. If someone goes to prison and is slated to return to society someday, the same society in which you, your children, and your loved ones live, wouldn't it make more sense to help teach that person a better path than to just teach him more effective ways to be a criminal? Would you want a bitter, angry, institutionalized person sharing your community with you? Or would you rather that person, regardless of whatever mistakes he made, come out of prison being a better person? I honestly don't even think I needed the full 60 seconds to ask you that. For more on compassion, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See stores.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To alleviate stress, we are...
Okay, Yoda.
That's what I was waiting for. Thank you. That's my Yoda-ism for today. 26 for the hour. 34 after. What did you say, Jinja?
You're a Yoder.
I am a Yodeler. Yoder-er. I do love Yoda. I think Yoda
I know,
is the
buddy,
standard. Yep. He helps me feel less stressed. I found...
The actual doll or Yoda it's himself?
No, thinking about Yoda and what he thinks. It was I went to see Rogue One on, was it Saturday? Sunday? I can't remember. I think it was Saturday night.
Did you sleep through it like I did?
No. I was really sleepy, but I wanted not to come home and go to bed. I don't know why. I just wanted to see the movie, so I stopped and saw the movie at the Cinerama Theater on Sunset. Which is a great place, the old Cinerama Theater, to see a movie, and especially a movie like that. And it was very enjoyable. But I was thinking about how it is that Yoda seems to have control without really showing. Like, he's not one of these guys, I gotta have it, I gotta be. Yeah, he just is. And by doing that, he gives us all a good lesson. How many people do you know that you have respect for that just seem to be cool, calm, and collected all the time? They go at one pace, they go... And they get it right, excuse me, when they do things. Whereas if you...
That is not me, sir.
No, it's not me either.
But that's
not me. But it's... I'm just trying to get my mind off of some of the things that are there that have to be confronted, because having them on your mind doesn't fix them.
Why don't you talk to us? Get on the couch. Let's go.
Really?
What's going on?
I don't have the couch on here. The couch is here. You know, I became very upset yesterday.
Why?
I saw that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie made their first joint statement, and they've agreed to seal all the court documents, so we'll never know what was going on between the two of them. It's really awful.
Dang.
It's just terrible.
That's what you're upset about?
Yeah, I am.
You're consulting really Yoda about that?
Wow. Well, after all, isn't it important?
That divorce went south really quickly.
What did?
So much so, the Brad and Angelina divorce, so much so that when Brad made a surprise appearance at the Golden Globes, he practically got a standing ovation.
I know.
Yeah.
And by the way, he still looks hot. Oh
my God, yeah, I know. But that was an interesting sign of obviously everyone siding with him.
Yes,
in that room.
There was a lot of... That's right. And you wondered, was it really just because of that, or was other things as well?
Well,
she doesn't come across as a sympathetic...
Well, I think people know she's a nut.
Yeah, she's not a sympathetic figure at all.
I mean, I looked at Billy Bob Thornton there at the Golden Globes, and I went, really, Billy Bob and Angela? Like, you look at this guy, and they're just crazy people. I mean, they're just... Mm-hmm. There's something, a shred of something is just missing.
So why did Brad Pitt? Why did why did Brad Pitt fall for her the way he did, and go to the extent that he did of having all these? They had six children. They've adopted
because
all of them.
Because crazy people are good in the sack.
So you? Is that it?
That's what most men will tell you.
Yep.
Most men will tell you that crazy people are good in the sack.
Oh yeah, they all like the crazy girl.
Yeah, there's a whole
for a while at least.
There's like a whole scale of like how hot you can be versus how crazy you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're basically hotter than you are crazy, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Where do you find that scale?
I don't know. There's a YouTube video. I'll send it to you.
Really?
That's it's amazing what's out there.
So where would we all fit on that?
I'm not crazy enough. That's my problem.
I'm
need to be crazier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're normal,
You've got three pretty normal chicks here with you.
Right.
Yeah.
So where does that leave me? Where do I fit in?
Well, you're obviously the crazy one, because if one out of four people is crazy and the other three people around you look normal, then, you know, look in the mirror.
I would, I'd probably rank it like, you know, it'd probably be Doug and then me. It's probably with age you just get crazier because you just stop caring. So maybe I'd rank us in our order of crazy and age. It'd probably be you, Doug, me, then Victoria, then Kara. Don't worry. You're crazy. Coming.
Can't wait. Yeah, I don't,
crazy comes with experience.
It doesn't work the same for guys, though. The crazy hot scale, though, does it?
No.
I think.
So you need to explain that a little bit more. What is that?
Guy is always unattractive.
Yeah. I think women value success and like confidence more,
right.
Whereas guys, I think, value hotness more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like if you're successful but you're crazy, then. Or you're hot but you're crazy and you're a guy, then it probably like it's not gonna work.
Although there
if
are
you're
some
hot
women,
and you're crazy, clap your hands. If you're hot
but there
and
are
you're
women.
Crazy, clap your hands. If you're hot and you're crazy,
sorry,
if you're
Jim,
hot
did you want to say
and
something?
Oh, I was waiting for the musical interlude.
All right.
But no, think about the women that like, you know, the Menendez brothers or Charlie Manson so there are some women that value that.
Well, remember the hot convict? And that was a hashtag.
Oh,
hot convict. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He was a tattooed tear.
Yeah. He was this, like, really strangely attractive looking guy who was, I don't know what he was in for, but something not good if he has the teardrop tattoo. And then now he's apparently a model.
Right.
Really?
He's living in a halfway house or something. Yeah, and he's a model now because so many women reacted to him being the hot convict.
Mm.
Now he has a modeling job.
How
so, hey, you can turn your life around at any time.
Uh-huh. All right, so next person in our focus is the Pope. We'll go from Brad Pitt to the Pope. You know, there's a new television program called The Young Pope that's all over. You see the billboards all over Hollywood for that, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think it's Jude Law, right?
Yeah.
Is the star, is it Netflix or Amazon, one of the two?
Yeah, it's one of those. And he smokes, has sex. Let's see, what else does he do?
Oh, so it's not a historical piece.
Well, who knows? But, you know, and then you wonder how long something like that can last, and then you wonder who's going to watch it. Is there going to be some sort of secret pleasure in watching it? If you can get away with it, I want to see the young Pope. And just silly stuff. But
well, people watch that. What's that Jonathan Rhys-Meyers one
about
Henry VIII? The Tudors. People watch that, and it was just a lot of sex. That's all, kind of all it was.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really my thing, but, you know, whatever. So I think
is that what they call it, the Tudors?
I'm trying to figure that out.
I know. Because they're tooting.
All right, the real Pope, Pope Francis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday encouraged mothers attending a baptismal service in the Sistine Chapel to breastfeed their infants while in church, showing his support again for public breastfeeding. During the ceremony, the Pope was in the process of baptizing 28 children. Several of them began to cry. He then joked that the concert had begun and invited mothers to breastfeed their children if that was the need. He told the crowd, quote, "The ceremony is a bit long. Someone's crying because he's hungry. That's the way it is. You mothers, go ahead and breastfeed without fear, just like the Virgin Mary nursed Jesus." Can you imagine?
Very sympathetic of him. Yeah.
You know, the way he said that is so simple, and I think that's my favorite thing about it, is that he just said, they're hungry, that's what they need, go ahead and do it. Yeah. And I mean, I've seen people get crap on airplanes for it, and I just said, nobody likes a crying baby on an airplane. So, and nobody likes...
I remember that thing last week with the people on the plane, was it a Delta stewardess trying to get these people off the plane, or in the back of the plane when they paid for first class seats because the baby was crying?
Nobody likes a crying baby anywhere, so why wouldn't you just say, okay, go ahead and do what you have to do so we don't have a crying baby.
I think the answer is we just need more of the Pope flying commercial with us because he's just more sympathetic.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, at least one of the mothers took him up on the offer and nursed her child in the chapel. But this is so indicative of how silly we are in this society or Western society or any society that thinks that we ought not to be feeding the precious. Your child is precious. Your child is hungry. Your child needs to eat. You need to feed your child.
Yeah.
And that's how you feed your child. Never mind what people think. Why do you care?
And I think it's a lot less taboo in Europe anyway.
That's true.
People make a big deal about it here, but I don't know exactly about Italy, but at least I would say in countries like England, it's a lot less taboo there to breastfeed your child in public.
Mm. I'm looking at something on the screen. I don't know if any of you... I thought that Abedin had split from her husband. There's a thing flashing across the screen. This is like me talking. I was earlier talking to Kara why she needed to have her device on so she could get news flashes. So I just happened to be looking at the screen here, and there seems to be more about Wiener and his wife. Can you imagine walking down the street in New York and being this guy and having some news reporter just see you and run over to you? Well, what do you think about this? Or what are you doing about that? Can you imagine living your life like that?
No.
I'm happy I will never have to worry about that.
But, you know, I mean, as much as, I do feel some sympathy for him, he still created a lot of this problem himself.
He did. All right. It's 44 past the hour in a moment. Jennifer is going to discuss the dark side of Prosecco. That's the...
Prosecco.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Are you talking about wine? Like sparkling wine?
Yeah, Meredith gets that because she knows it's sweet and I'll drink it. We had it on Christmas and New Year's.
Nice.
And I want to know what the problem is here. We'll find out in a moment as we continue getting at the facts, the most important stories of the day, right here at, I already told you it was 44 past the hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Still 44 past the hour.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, so let's get to this serious problem of Prosecco. I suppose I should have known that's the way it's pronounced in polite circles.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past 3 years, our appetite in America for this sort of, this is sort of a champagne. It's a cheap champagne, has fewer calories than wine.
It's not a cheap champagne. Champagne is only champagne if it comes from champagne.
Ah. So what
so
is
it's a, yeah. Right, so it's a sparkling wine. So it usually stateside, the same type of process, like the champagne process is made, but you call it sparkling wine. Prosecco is an Italian sparkling wine.
Okay. This is because it becomes so popular in America, the winemakers and the vintners, is that what you said? They are vintners, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
the
right.
That grow the wine, that grow the grapes, are making a lot of money to keep up with the demand. They are spraying pesticides and all kinds of other things there are only a certain number of plants, and so the air around them is filled with chemicals, and people are getting sick. And so that's the local residents. One wonders what we're actually drinking, though, because as you most people know, when you spray something on the skin of anything, whether it's a grape or whether it's a cantaloupe or that spray, you're never going to wash off. Never, ever, ever. So you put it in your body, and in this case, the people who squeeze the grapes to make this champagne or whatever it is, it's a wonder now, and maybe it's a worry for some. I don't know that we ever. I mean, do we think about all of this? I'm thinking that alcohol purifies itself, and this is an alcohol product, right? So shouldn't it clean up itself?
Well, a lot of people have a sulfite sensitivity, which is typically what is put on the wine. But the organic wine business is actually growing really big. It used to be that if you could find an organic winery, the wine was not very good. But that's changing pretty quickly. So there are a lot of organic options without the sulfites.
Yeah, there's a whole organic wine section in my little local liquor store.
Does Trader Joe's have one?
Probably.
Organic wine section? I would think there's a lot of wine. But I just thought that was interesting. Never thought about it that way. I was drinking it. I had at least a half a glass on Christmas Eve.
Oh, at least half a glass. Whoa.
10 minutes before the hour here.
Turbo.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Oh, hello. 53 past the hour, the daily tech talk time has arrived on the scene. We have three important things to discuss with you. Apps for... Don't get too excited here. Apps for a better financial outlook, Google's self-driving minivans, and a Twitter account that got suspended. All of those items coming up in a matter of nanoseconds here.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, you won't find me doing this, but many of you may take advantage of the information Victoria has for you on these new apps that are good for your financial outlook, your financial advisor. So what are these three apps?
Well, it makes sense that, you know, you might want to incorporate finance into your smartphone because you use your smartphone, most people do, for so many things. So there are three apps that have different focuses this year if you want to get a better financial outlook for 2017. If you want an all-around finance app, there's an app called Mint, and it's a comprehensive way. It looks at your investments, your bank accounts, your credit card statements. You can pay bills directly through your Mint account. You can set up reminders when your deadlines are approaching, and it's an interesting way to sort of have everything all in one. And that's also free, iOS and Google. You can, if you want to save more this year, there's an app called Digit that's really interesting. It connects to your checking account. It looks at your income and your spending patterns, and it finds small amounts of cash that you can afford to squirrel away, typically between $2 and $17, and it does it for you. And it dumps it into an insured savings account that without you even sort of thinking about it.
How does
and
it find you? It connects to your checking account, looks at your income and spending patterns, finds small cash amounts you can afford to squirrel away. How the hell does it know that?
It's based on an algorithm. Everything's an algorithm these days.
Oh, come on. What happened to using your head? Jesus.
Well, I mean, this is a
There's an app for that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is a perfect thing, especially for millennials who really don't save but need to. And so if it's doing it for you, you know, so many credit cards have the roundup purchase thing. So if you're charging an amount that's, say, something with 53 cents, it'll round up to the next dollar. Even though you're not spending that, it dumps that into a savings account for you. So this is not a new concept. It's just an app that does it for you.
Okay. I want 53 cents in my savings account ASAP.
Well, every single time you make a purchase, think about it, that adds up, and you're not missing 53 cents.
I pay cash. So what happens to me?
Yeah, no one does that.
next up.
If you're a freelancer and you're in need of, you know, keeping track of your invoices and payments, there's an app called Tycoon. It lets you create entries for all your different freelance jobs, sends notifications when payments are made or when they're overdue, and it can also set up an automated email that goes out to all of your clients so that, you know, it'll keep track of all of your payments for you. And that's also free in the App Store and on Google Play for Android.
How about that? All right. Google's self-driving car. A lot of focus on this. Yesterday we were talking about the Chrysler Pacifica. Now there's more known because of its appearance at the North American International Auto Show over the weekend. This is something that is, well, the Pacifica was advertised heavily during the Golden Globes. You notice that? A lot of spots for, and the one that is a hybrid is $44,000, but now there's an electric one, self-driving, for $75,000. And when one wonders where this all goes, and I'm not trying to sound like Captain Curmudgeon, although I'm sure that Victoria thinks the most what I'm saying. I just don't get what's the need. I understand desire, but what's the need for this?
I'm with you. I don't see a need for this at all.
I don't.
I will never. I don't want to say never, but I will not seek out a self-driving car. I like driving myself. I don't. You know, and a minivan, they're, you know, I don't know. Why do you need
when
a,
you get married
and you have
a first child, that hot rod Chevy that you bought is going to get, you're going to trade that in for one of these Pacifica minivans. I can see that. 59 past the hour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.